mile another direction, and another mile down another direction. He finally decided, well, maybe he had been riding just as many miles on the other bicycle as he was on the go-down. Oh,
that's great. What would they call the thing that they would put over a horse's mouth to feed it?
Yeah.
Call it a feed bag?
Yes, but we seldom use one. Just saw them more than anything.
Okay.
We never use one.
I want you to look at this saddle, if you could. And if, can you tell me any of the parts on this saddle?
Well, this is a horn.
Number one is a horn?
Okay. Number two.
Okay. Yeah, that's a one. That's my funny right. That's a one. How about number three, the thing it's sitting on?
No, I don't know enough about a saddle.
Okay.
So these here's your stirrups now.
Here. Number 10, stirrups.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the thing that goes under it, number 13? That would be a, a cinch?
Yeah,
okay. And
this is a cinch strap. This
okay.
Cinch is as many cords side by side to go underneath.
Okay.
Connect to this on the other side.
Okay, so that'd be 13. All right. And how about, do you know the parts of a bridle?
Well, number 8, you did.
Okay.
Eight.
Okay. That would be down here, number 11. Call that a bit?
Yeah.
Okay. How about these rings? Do they have a name?
I don't know. Special.
Okay. Do you know any of these other parts? Like number 1, the part that goes across his forehead there?
No, I couldn't.
Okay. Number 5 and 6, though, are called what?
The reins.
The reins. Okay. Okay. All right. I guess farmers don't, not as familiar with...
Well, I never was one to ride a horse very much.
Okay. Well. We didn't ride them much where I was from, either.
I rode a bicycle, preferably.
Oh, really? Gotcha. Now, the thing they used to rope cows with, though, was called a
lariat.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a lasso?
Okay. I think so.
Now, the thing that they would, I'm just wondering if they had one of these in the old days, had a wheel in front and then a big bucket with two handles.
Wheelbarrow?
They did have those.
Okay.
Now, I was wondering if you have ever heard of what they would call burlap bags.
Gunny sack?
Is that what they would call them?
Okay. Or burlap.
Or burlap. Okay. And the thing they would use, cowboys might have used to get cows moving.
What?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, were they different type?
Maybe
did you use?
Maybe a black snake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Called a black snake. Okay.
Black snake was pretty wicked.
Is that different than a whip?
They were leather. They were leather and braided leather and heavy enough that you would hit a pretty hard blow with one.
Okay. You ever heard of a quirt? Is that a word to
say?
Yes,
that's just a small whip they use for riding.
You used it on your own horse when you're riding it. Okay. Okay. What would they have used to? What would you have used in the old days to sharpen tools on the farm?
Grindstone.
Okay. And did you ever have anything that you would use? They were made out of wood, and they were in the form of an A or an X frame that you would lay pieces of wood.
Sawhorse.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what they called them? Sawhorses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what kind of different plows would you have used on the farm?
Well, when I was a boy, the first plow I used was a walking plow. Two handles on the back end. The boy walked behind there and held it upright while the horses pulled it. You had to steer the horses and keep them in the furrow, the right ones in the furrow, and keep that thing from tipping over. We had a lister the same way. Single row lister.
Hmm.
And when we got a little older, then we got a two row lister.